I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. In Japan, rice wine, you know, sake, is an important part of the culture. It's also a business that's long been dominated by men. But the industry is changing, as Naomi Gingold reports.
For a long time, sake brewing in Japan was an industry made up of owners who didn't actually brew sake themselves, and migrant master brewers called toji, who would live at distilleries in the winter brewing season and then go home. But the industry's been in decline. The number of people drinking sake has gone down, the number of breweries has fallen by about half, and master brewers are getting older and are often unwilling to change habits to reach new or younger customers. In order to stay alive, we decided to become an owner-brewer distillery, make the kind of sake we really wanted to make and drink. So 10 years ago, we stopped using the migrant brewer system. That is Emi Machida. She is now the toji, the master sake brewer at Machida Brewery in Gunma, Japan. Her family's owned it for more than 130 years, but she is the first toji in the family. Not only is Machida the forefront of an owner-brewer movement, but Machida is also one of the few women in what's long been a men's only world. When her grandfather ran the brewery, she says, women were seen as dirty, so he would say women can't enter the sacred brewery. Sake is often used in religious ritual, and Machida Brewery, like just about all breweries, is blessed by a Shinto priest and decorated with sacred Shinto ropes. Growing up, Machida never imagined becoming a sake brewer. She went to college in Tokyo, but found herself in a dead-end career path. And the idea of going back to Gunma to carry on the family business was something she'd always thought about. But when she started out, things didn't always go so smoothly. Her all-male employees wouldn't listen to her. If I said, put this here, they would move it to a different spot. Things just wouldn't turn out the way I asked. And in the end, everyone would leave at 5, and I'd be up to the middle of the night redoing things. And she'd hear that there were lots of customers who didn't want to buy sake from a non-veteran, and especially non-male brewer. But now? She doesn't hear that anymore. Because since she took over as toji 10 years ago, Machida Brewery's premium sake has won gold at the annual Japan Sake Awards 7 times. That never happened with the old toji. To make sake, you start by polishing off the outer layer of rice. How much you take off is key in deciding how premium of a sake you get. Then the rice is washed, steamed, and I'm shortening here, fermented. And little things matter a lot. What rice you use, what kind of water. It takes about 45 days to make one vat of sake. Today, as the master brewer, Machida doesn't just oversee employees and equipment and taste the sake. From day one, she is in the warehouse, hauling around tons of rice, spending a couple days and nights in a room that is more than 100 degrees, carrying 30-pound buckets of water up and down tall ladders. It's back-breaking work. To learn the art, Machida studied with older brewers, from books. I'm still studying, she says. But essentially the most important thing is to make something that you like and want to drink. She respects the old traditions, but also thinks it's important to experiment with new ways of doing things. She often goes to monthly study events with other toji, and she is also a part of the Women's Sake Brewers Group. And support from them has been key. Joining the group gave me courage and energy. I realized I'm not alone. There are this many of us across the country, and we all have the same worries. There are now 20-some women toji across Japan, and Machida often does events with them. She says being a female in the business sometimes has its benefits. Because it's unusual, the media and customers pay more attention, and sometimes older male brewers want to teach them. But most importantly now, Machida has respect because of her delicious sake. Yeah, sorry you can't taste it through the radio. But you can find it in Tokyo, most areas of Japan, and who knows, maybe sometime in the future she'll sell it abroad. That's a dream I have. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold, Gunma, Japan.